Hi, thank you for joining us at U Inc. My name is Lauren Barnett, in for Rhea Greif, who's on holiday, and I'm here this week to build the most important brand in your life, which is you. When we talk about building, we use tools, and the same goes for building our brand. These wellness tools will help elevate your emotional intelligence and help to lead you in a more positive and successful direction in life and in business. Some of these tools you will find helpful today, and some you will hang on the hook by the door for when you need to unlock something. This week's tool is grit, and why it is important to have the ability to not only reach for your goals, but commit the passion and stamina it takes to achieve them. You will begin to notice areas in your own life where you can utilize this gift once I've demonstrated to you that this is a great tool for your brand. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Boys tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us. We just want the credit where it's due. Finding grit has become one of the most foremost entrepreneurial and educational quests of our time. Ask yourselves, when was the last time you set a New Year's resolution or weekly goal for yourself that you didn't completely follow on? The last time you came close to almost reaching it, but then became satisfied with your results? For many people, this happens almost every time they set a long-term challenge. And why wouldn't it? In today's corporate and social society, a stacked schedule is a trophy. So much so that the phrase, "I'm so busy," was declared a status symbol in 2016. Just last year, the Harvard Business Review found that study participants rated social accounts with postings about being busy higher in social status compared to accounts that posted about free time. For many working Americans, full-time jobs demand repetitive long hours, and after work, family commitments call for our time. For most of our country, busyness is the norm, and various types of daily distractions easily engulf our attention. This often causes us to lose sight of achieving that daily workout, new diet, or new skill. So what does that pan out to? Well, let's think about this. Almost any bio or interview about a huge, successful corporate CEO, actor, or otherwise inspirational figure will detail a strict daily regimen that is crucial for operating throughout the day in a way that sets them up to consistently reach goals. It usually goes something like this. 5 a.m. wake up, stretch, breakfast, workout, plan for the day, emails, meditate, coffee, head to work, etc. All of this is done while running some of the largest companies in the world and striving to reach new standards in each aspect of life. Those who follow through and push themselves to reach their goals by conquering boundaries are those who set themselves apart. Angela Lee Duckworth was a 7th grade math teacher in New York public schools before she pioneered a new perspective in psychology. She details her journey of discovery and research in her New York Times bestseller book, Grit: The Power of Passion and Perseverance. She dives into her research at West Point Military Academy, where she and her team tried to predict which cadets would stay in training and which would drop out. When they went to the National Spelling Bee and tried to predict which children would advance farthest in competition. Which new teachers working in tough neighborhoods would still be there by the end of the school year, and of those, which would be most effective at improving learning outcomes for their students. They even worked with companies to study which sales employees would work through the grunt and earn the most. All of the outcomes were determined by one thing, grit. And as I mentioned earlier, grit is a persistent personality trait found among the highest-ranked, most successful individuals in our country who achieve their goals through what Duckworth identifies and teaches as a growth mindset. In her book, Angela Duckworth enlightens readers with insights from several interviews with high achievers like J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, Google CIO Ben Fried, and Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll. Duckworth's research prompted a new subject of research that is currently being recognized and debated in areas like business, education, and our personal lifestyles. Can grit be made or created? How is grit achieved? The Journal of Positive Psychology published a study by Catherine von Kolen and Duckworth that examined how individual differences in grit can be influenced by different pursuits of happiness, pleasure or instant gratification, meaning in activities that serve a higher purpose, or engagement in long-term affairs. While different motivations produce different approaches to grit, Margaret M. Perlis, a Forbes contributor, sweetly summarizes what produces grit and how each facet intersects. Duckworth herself is the first to say that the essence of grit remains elusive. It has hundreds of correlates with nuances and anomalies, and your level depends on the expression of their interaction at any given point. Sometimes it is stronger, sometimes weaker, but the constancy of your tenacity is based on the degree to which you can access, ignite, and control it. There are five key attributes of grit. 1, courage. 2, conscientiousness. 3, long-term goals and endurance. 4, resilience. 5, excellence versus perfection. What do you think? Is grit the defining factor from your experiences or those you know? Do you have anything to add to what grit means? Tweet us at UInkTool on Twitter and like us on Facebook at UInk with Rhea Greif and guests. Rate the show, leave a comment, join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. Our guest today knows the true meaning of grit. A Macklemore lover and avid boxer, Claire Coder, an Ohio native and the youngest honoree in Columbus Business First's 40 Under 40 list, empowers women by ensuring that one of women's basic needs is fulfilled one cycle at a time. As chief estrogen officer of Aunt Flo, Claire's fun, fresh approach to monthly menstruation is garnering national attention. According to legend, Claire was at the 2015 October Columbus Startup Weekend when Mother Nature decided to visit her unexpectedly and while she was unprepared. Pitching her idea on the spot, in just 1 year, Aunt Flo has donated over 100,000 menstrual products. For every 32 tampons purchased, 32 tampons are donated to an American woman in need. Menstrual products are not covered by the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, aka food stamps, or the Women, Infants, and Children Nutrition Program, WIC. In most states, menstrual products are taxed. Claire was inspired to tackle this issue after seeing some of her mother's low-income clients using unsafe, makeshift methods to fulfill their needs. She's an upcoming pioneer and star entrepreneur. Thank you for being on UInk today. Welcome, Claire. So, have you booked Ellen yet?
Great question. You know, one of my biggest dreams is to be on the Ellen Show. Yep. Not quite yet. I've tried a few different campaigns, but I haven't done it quite yet.
Almost. Last time we spoke, you talked a bit about your experience with determination and dedication. And you actually got to the point where you pushed yourself so far in your work life that you got pushed back a bit in your personal life. Can you talk a bit about your struggle in balancing the need to achieve with moderation and managing your health?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not an expert on this. I've clearly been there, done that in terms of pushing myself extremely hard. So I think one very personal occasion was I was actually, so I was living in the Short North, third story apartment. I had two other roommates and I was living with my partner as well. And I had not taken a paycheck for the first 9 months of business. And I was breaking inside because I was thinking, you know, is this company ever going to make money? And am I ever going to be able to pay myself? Is this really a sustainable solution to the national need? And I questioned, you know, how can I support others if I can't support myself? And I was on the ground sobbing and trying to figure out how it would work. And thankfully, I surrounded myself with a very strong support system. And for me, I was hitting that breaking point, and it was my support system that had to come in and lift me out of it. And I'm very thankful for my support system, because when you're on the ground sobbing, there's no rationale, there's just feeling. And I'm a person that likes to have logic behind my emotions, but sometimes when you reach that breaking point, emotions take over.
Do you think that grit can take mind over matter too far? Or is there no such thing?
I definitely think it can. I mean, my example is the perfect one. My emotions were taking me away from the logic. So, for example, Aunt Flo, we are profitable now. I am able to take a paycheck. But after 9 months of being very, very gritty, I was so emotionally charged that I could not think logically. And I think that that's where grit takes a hold of a person and doesn't allow room for improvement because you're so focused and seeing through tunnel vision as well.
Mm-hmm. Your mother worked as an art therapist, right?
Yeah, yeah. So she's an art therapist at Unison Behavioral Health in Toledo, Ohio.
Okay. And seeing some of her clients struggle in some part inspired you to pursue Aunt Flo and give back to the community. With therapy being an extended healing process that is centered on growth, you probably saw your mother work with a lot of people who had odds stacked against them, yet continued with therapy and personal growth anyway. One of the hardest codes to crack regarding education and self-discipline right now is whether or not grit can actually be taught. Do you think being exposed to your mom's practice had any influence on how you developed your perseverance and grit? And in general, from your experience, do you think your grit comes from nature or nurture?
Interesting. So, I personally do not believe that grit can be taught in a classroom, but it can be taught through experiences. So, for example, I don't have a college degree, but I do think that I have grit. And I have grit because I was forced to. And I put myself in those positions as well. In high school, I wanted to start my own company, so I did. And I did everything that I imaginable to make it work. So I put myself in those situations. But I don't think that I learned anything about grit in the classroom. I take that back. I think that there was that falsified grit of, like, you need to get an A on a test, so you study really hard and you put your nose down to figure it all out. And then there's that grit. There's a different level of grit when it is do or die, in a sense of you don't go to college, you don't get a degree, you don't have a fallback plan. So you're laying on the ground sobbing and trying to figure out what can you make of nothing. That's a different level of grit than can I get an A on a test and, oh, my residency is paid for and all this stuff. I will say there are, of course, great students that are forced to learn that grit. But it is outside of the classroom. Mm-hmm.
That real world experience, you know, as we always say. As we all know, chasing your dreams means taking a risk. But people with grit are not afraid to take that risk because falling just creates another chance to try again. Many people thought you were crazy for dropping out of college only after a few months, but you played it off pretty cool. In your journey so far, what risks have scared you the most?
So I think it's great that people thought I played it off as cool when I dropped out of college. In reality, that was one of the hardest times of my life. I went from literally having everything served to me on a platter. You know, I had a meal plan. I didn't have to figure out how to cook. I didn't have to figure out how to deal with a landlord. I didn't have to pay car insurance because OSU doesn't allow you to have cars on campus. Mm-hmm. So everything was taken care of. All I had to focus on was getting an A on a test. But when you remove all of the security that university setting was giving me, I faced a new challenge, which was, you know, figuring everything out. And so in terms of the hardest part and the biggest challenge that I have had to overcome was going from having everything served to me to really nothing. I lost my biggest support system, my parents and my family. They didn't support the decision. And I lost all of my friends at the university because I wasn't going to see them anymore. Yeah. And I didn't know anybody in the greater Columbus community. So when I talked about previously how you're sobbing on the floor and that community picked me up, I was sobbing on the floor like right when I dropped out of college and nobody was there to pick me up. And so at that point, that's where I really relied on my grit to pick myself back up off the floor. And that was all inside of me.
What future risks scare you now?
Future risks. So actually, to quote Macklemore, I adore Macklemore. He said, fear is something we don't know. And that was in the song Same Love. And of course, it was about homosexuality, about how a lot of people don't understand homosexuality, so they're scared of it. And I'm still a victim of that as well. Not being scared of homosexuality, to clarify, but I'm still scared of the unknown in the sense of, you know, what could happen tomorrow? What could happen the next day? We are still in a very young stage at Aunt Flo. We celebrated our 1-year anniversary just recently. Yep. And the company is still very volatile. So one thing could slip and that could crush the company. And so just thinking about how I build myself back up, the build back up part is the scary part because that's really hard.
Yep. Last time we spoke, you mentioned that flow forward is your life and company motto. How do you jump back in the current to flow forward after getting lost at sea? And what keeps you from losing sight of the final destination?
Oh, I love that. Yes. So my company motto and personal motto is flow forward, because there are just so many things that will go wrong every single day. But how do I jump back in? I think it's different for every situation. And I think that situations can yield different reactions. So there's the emotional personal side, and then there's the business and negotiation side. So when something goes wrong in business, I just need to make sure that it doesn't reflect in my personal life. So I'm getting a lot better at separating the two, which allows me to jump back into one stream as I figure out the other one. So at least part of my life is, you know, organized.
Okay, so as I touched on earlier, courage, conscientiousness, endurance, resilience, and excellence are the five characteristics of grit. As a woman entrepreneur tackling a male-dominated environment while screaming about periods, which of these attributes do you find yourself calling upon most when you utilize grit today, out of courage, conscientiousness, endurance, resilience, and excellence?
I can't wait to hear what people's responses are when they're tweeting about this. you know, I think, of course, there's the combination, but the first one that came to mind was the courage. And I think that especially in entrepreneurship, the thing that differentiates a successful entrepreneur versus a unsuccessful entrepreneur is the courage. They take extra steps. They take extra risks. They don't pay themselves because they continue to push through. So that's a little bit of endurance. But I think that at the end of the day, it's the courage to speak up, ask, chant, scream, whatever, do literally whatever it takes. And unfortunately, I think what's holding a lot of women back is that they don't have the courage. They haven't been told for years, speak up for themselves. They've been told, bow down, respect, don't cross your elders. Here I am 20 years old and I cross my elders. I had the courage to do that. And that's where I am today. Or that's why I am where I am today.
And it was not easy to, you know, do that crossing, especially when you're younger.
Oh yeah. The endurance is like, that kind of sucks too. But that initial cross, that is really, really important.
And it's interesting because, you know, like you said, when we're younger, we're told not to cross our elders or speak our minds, essentially. But when you grow up, you realize that's the only way.
It's the only way to get things done.
Yeah. So you wrote an article last year titled, "If You Don't Give Back, No One Will Like You." Can you tell us a bit more about what that means?
Yeah, this is pulling out my cynical side. So I think that it's giving back is really interesting in the sense of it's very self-fulfilling, and it really makes you feel good and me feel good, and it makes others feel good. So if you are giving back, that makes other people think that you are a good person. Oh, they're giving back. They're a good person. They must be a good person. And then you feel good too. It's very self-fulfilling when people love you and when people approve of you. So that's kind of what I meant in the terms of, if you don't give back, no one will like you. And that's actually one of the phrases that CrowdRise, which was a crowdfunding platform, coined. And then I actually raised my money on CrowdRise, which is now acquired by GoFundMe. So they initially started that philosophy. I think that was Fulcrum. Don't quote me on that. It's Fulcrum or CrowdRise. I forget which one. Both of them shout outs. Love them both. But they coined that philosophy just to really demonstrate that giving back is important for yourself and for others as well.
You always want a good team around you, and you want to surround yourself with people who will take you further rather than hold you back. How do you recognize grit or the potential for grit in others? And how do you utilize their grit towards your own goals?
Yeah, so I really can tell who's going to be a good fit with the company through how they describe what they do in their free time. There's a variety of different descriptions for what they do in their free time. One is reading, learning, you know, listening to podcasts. Mine is boxing and Macklemore. And for me, boxing is that physical release, and I'm learning how to be a better fighter so I can continue to enhance my grit. And Macklemore is a great release for me as well, because he always stimulates my mind in new ways. On the contrary, if somebody tells me that what they love to do in their free time is lay around in bed or not really do anything or eat potato chips, they're not going to be a good fit for the company or a good fit in my life. And not that they aren't going to be a good fit for anybody else, just not for our company, mm-hmm. because we're fast-paced, we work hard, and we work long hours. And if they aren't constantly working to improve themselves, then how are they going to improve me and enhance my company?
As a personal entrepreneur, do you hold the same standards for your group of friends and things like that?
Oh my gosh, definitely. I learned when I was in high school that you are who you surround yourself with. And so for a period of my life, I surrounded myself with some pretty toxic people. And ultimately, I feel like those were years lost in the sense of like spending too much time, you know, going out and partying. Like thinking back, I don't remember half of those nights. So how am I enhancing myself from
right.
that? So now all my friends and I, we do hustle sessions and we constantly are enjoying our time together through philosophical or argumentative discussions so that we can better ourselves as individuals and as a community.
Great. You've worked nonstop on AuntFlow for a long time now, about 10% of your life. There's still thousands of unopened doors that you haven't run into yet. About how long do you hope to run AuntFlow as your sole and main venture? And what specifically about AuntFlow is going to keep you pulled in?
Yeah, you know, so my personal mission is to make sure everyone has access to menstrual products throughout the United States. So that's my goal. That's my mission. And I think that there are a variety of different opportunities for that mission to be amplified. Now, in terms of how long I'm going to be there, my goal is to make this happen. So however long it takes, yep. And whatever it takes to make sure that that happens. And what is going to keep me at AuntFlow? You know, what's kept me so long is the mission. So the reason that I love social enterprise and the mission-focused businesses is because business without a mission, the founders get depleted. And in the hard times where you haven't paid yourself for 2 years, 1 year, however long, that's really tough. But if you have a mission-focused business, that mission will ride you through the really, really hard times. Because when I was really sad and down and depleted, I could not stop thinking about the lives that I was changing by selling my product, which ultimately supported the people living at or below the poverty line who did not have access. So for me, what keeps me going and what will keep me going is the mission and the lives that we are changing with every menstrual product that's sold and through every menstrual product that we donate.
It's truly great to hear that you know, you're dedicated and you're sitting in for that ride.
Oh, yeah.
Ride the mission out.
I'm only 20, so I have a long time.
Yeah. Last time we spoke, you said entrepreneurship is not for the weak. What type of exercises do you do to keep your grit muscle strong? Any daily routine or daily break that you see as critical to you before you end your day?
Yeah, definitely. So that's where boxing comes in for me to really enhance that grit. For me, it's about letting go of everything in the day and focusing on how I can fight for myself and fight as an individual. So boxing is, I hope to make it a daily routine, but it's kind of not really daily right now. super hypocritical. But I try to box between 3 to 5 times a week, and that really does enhance my personal stamina as well as how I can sit in a ring with investors or customers or people and be able to fight for what I believe in.
So what's next for AuntFlow, and what are some things that we can look forward to?
Yeah, so keep looking in all of the bathrooms for our tampons and pads. A portion of our business is actually selling to other businesses so that they can offer tampons and pads for free to their employees and customers. So now we're in over 50 Columbus businesses. So keep looking out for our tampons and bathrooms and take a selfie with them.
Yeah, I will be in one of those bathrooms, I'm sure.
Yay!
Well, thank you very much for joining us here on You Inc. today. Once again, this is Claire Coder, the Chief Estrogen Officer of AuntFlow. I made it through the darkest part of the night, and now I'll see the sunrise. Now I feel glorious, glorious. I feel glorious, glorious. I'm feeling glorious. The crib looking victorious. And now, a word from our person on the street.
So, Sarah, tell me, what are your thoughts on grit?
My thoughts on grit are where what I do for my job is what that I babysit, and I also do newborns, and I do toddlers, and I also do older kids. And I watch and babysit them for like while their parents work out and everything. It's just a wonderful place to come here. Uh-huh. So,
does it take a lot of grit to deal with all those kids all the time?
It takes a lot of patience. That's the honest truth. It'll take a lot of patience.
So where do you find that grit and that patience from?
I have to say I got that from my sister, because she's really, you know, patient with kids, and, you know, now she has one of her own.
Is this Nicole that we both know?
Okay. Yeah, this is Nicole, my sister, that had a baby about a month ago. So, but I learned that from her, so all the patience and everything, yeah.
Yeah, she definitely does have that grit. It must run in the family.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
And that's our show for today, folks. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Rhea Greif, and you've been listening to U Inc. on 90.5 WCBE.